the fidelity and crime. I have not had a chance to analyze where we ended the year compared to what we budgeted.
I don't think we really need it. None of the employees have any money.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily for money. It wouldn't necessarily be cash. It could be other things.
Yeah.
However,
we don't have that many employees either.
Yeah. And so
steel truck.
The 308.1, so you have the context, Tony.
Yes.
What I was concerned about was the language that says in 2.2. Nope, not 2.2. Right, 2.1 actually, 1, so it's D1,
okay.
At the discretion of the Planning Commission.
Yep.
And we had a discussion about that, but you weren't here.
Which is even worse.
Well, that to me matched the other one that we changed because of that reason. Now, Bob had a different opinion on that last month. And we agreed that we would wait and see what you had to say about it. This was our last meeting.
I was reading.
This language, well, when we talked about it at the last meeting,
yeah,
you didn't think was an issue because it was relative to the Planning Commission review, I think, in your opinion.
Right.
But we agreed to see what Tony had to say.
Right.
I don't know how I don't know why 308.1 is even in here. That's what I have to say.
Okay.
308.1, there's no basis in law or in fact for 308.1. There's no such thing as a use that is minor. There's a no impact home use and that's it. Everything else is a use.
And you're absolutely sure that there is not something on that list? Because I thought I remembered that there was. The minor impact use on the schedule of uses. I thought it did define what that was on the schedule of uses.
There is
like accessory dwellings, like a shed, not dwellings, accessory structures, like a shed.
Yeah, but it's talking about traffic and business.
Right.
So
I think housekeeping cottages are on the minor impact list in the schedule of uses. It does have a list.
We don't define what a minor impact is.
It doesn't define it. No, I don't think it. I think it because they were all other uses that were defined. If memory serves me, I don't have it in front of me. And you do.
I just say there's no definition of minor impact use.
Well, there sort of is. I mean. I think the Zoning Hearing Board would have perhaps their own opinion of that. But when you look at the list, the schedule of uses, it does have other uses that are defined that it identifies, if memory serves me. And I never sort to my memory without looking at a document.
In the DD zone, there's no listing for what's called a minor impact use.
I think you have to go back to one of the other zones first, and then I think it builds on it. Like it duplicates the same language again.
Right. So in the RD zone, there is no use designated as a minor impact use. In the LG zone, there is no use listed as a minor impact use.
Is it on the page 18? Is it on the schedule of uses?
That's what he was looking at. I thought it was one of the categories across the top there.
It used to be. We had a definition on it when I was...
There's no definition. There is no category of minor impact use. There is no basis for minor impact use.
But you recall that there was.
Yeah, but I could be thinking of one of
something
the other
else.
Ordinances.
And okay. To make matters worse, when I was looking at the other section, that's totally contrary to the MPC.
Okay.
No impact on use.
So really the most appropriate thing for us to do is to send
both of them.
This section down to the Planning Commission. You work with them to come up with new language.
I'm not even sure that there's a legal basis for minor impact use.
Well, that would be part of whatever you came up with, right?
Yeah.
Can I see the book for a minute just to...
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, please, it's been
so
many months.
If you find it, please.
No, I am not at all saying that I'm going to. I just wanted to look at the schedule because...
And there's no definition.
Yeah, well, it does say, conditional uses, activities qualifying as minor impact uses will be allowed as principal permitted.
Yeah.
So what does it say? It says, so you're saying it says nothing.
Nothing. What are the uses that are minor impact? Because it's that there, it's even telling you the uses that are minor impact will be principal permitted.
We even have a minor impact fee.
Yeah.
So in other words, we used to have a definition somewhere, and it's in replacements and changes of sections.
You know what happened, I think? I think we only had minor impact business. And then when the state came out with the
no impact
home based business, I think it might have ran to that instead of keeping both. That's what I think.
And that one's even wrong.
Because it's written across the top of all of these as, you know, activities qualifying as minor impact will be allowed as principal permitted.
And what activities are those?
Well, that's what I was looking to see.
There was a write-up on it, and
I thought there was.
It was so many cars a day, like two or three cars a day at the most, something like that.
What's the activity? That's what I'm getting at. What's the use that's allowed as a principal permitted use?
It was actually in place. I'll tell you what it was in place for, because years ago, everybody used to run DMV out of their houses. And that's where it originated from. Because it's a minor impact use, it wasn't you had the traffic.
That could qualify as a no impact home based use as long as you have.
Well, that's essentially
what. But not when you have people coming there, because you had people coming there to.
Yeah, 308.1.
The whole of 308 though is minor impact uses.
Correct.
So, I think someone just didn't realize that they. I think they were trying to define it by these standards.
Right. But, I mean, I could pretty much argue anything is a minor impact use, or
yeah,
nothing's
well,
a minor
I'm sure
impact use.
Well, I'm sure that's happened already. And
yeah. So that's why I'm saying it really shouldn't be in the ordinance, unless it absolutely has to be it.
Well, I'm sure it was an attempt at,
pacifying
as you said, trying to deal with the
stuff that was existing.
Right.
It may have been, you know, I mean, I remember when that state law went into effect, Tony. I mean, there was a certain neighboring municipality that was dragging the Avon ladies in for zoning hearings.
Mm-hmm.
And
I can't imagine who that was.
Suddenly we had a state law that protected...
No
impact home-based businesses.
Yeah.
So,
I don't disagree with the concept, but I disagree with that section because
it's not written in a way that makes sense.
The uses have to be defined.
Yeah,
you can't say, well, if you have this but not this,
right?
Right.
It's got to be. These are the four or five uses that are going to be designated minor impact uses, because what you're really doing is you're putting a lot of pressure on the zoning office, because it says
it's
in here
too discretionary.
It's principal permitted,
right? Which means they have to decide, and their opinion will just get challenged in zoning hearing
That's
board,
right.
Right, so...
And you got a, it's a tough one, because now you got home accountants doing accounting at home, and I hire four or five people, and you got a line of traffic in front of the house dropping off and picking up.
Yeah, well, it's not a minor impact.
It's not a minor impact anymore.
But that would depend. If you only hired one person and their car was in the driveway, like your guest or your child's car.
But that's what it was intended for.
Right. Well, we've seen it. I mean, you know, I remember...
Or if you have a business that you run completely off the internet and you have UPS deliveries.
Right.
Because you're constructing something at your house.
Right. The only thing in what you sent down, the vehicles... That's an issue because I put a magnetic sign on the sign of my pickup truck for my home inspection company. Mm-hmm. That's still not impacting my neighborhood. So you have to be...
Okay, Bob?
Bob, are you all right?
Yeah.
Maybe you should swap that one for the other one.
I think...
That one break or what?
It's all in. The pin wasn't all the way in, I guess. Oh.
It happens to me at the office once.
Now, what was the last thing we would say? I had a thought. I was going to say something.
Go ahead.
Right.
It was apparently a very big thought. Pulled him over.
Sorry, Dodger.
What was the last thing you said?
Pickup truck for a home inspector.
Oh, yeah.
Right? A sign on the truck.
But four or five employees is a different thing. We've all seen them.
Yeah, but we also have, you know, you got electricians, your plumbers. This is the stuff we discussed. They all work out of their houses or out their garages. And...
Right. And it does become, you know, hard to define the line. I seem to remember a business that now has a large establishment on 390, mm-hmm. but... when they got to 20 employees working out of the garage and tractor trailer deliveries of product.
And we had I remember one of the issues was
parking out on the highway.
What do you do state road?
When they got diesel vehicles and they're starting them up at 5 in the morning, you know, and the neighbors got to listen to them.
Well, too bad. If you own a diesel pickup truck and that's what your neighbor has, you know, but a fleet. It's different than a pickup truck.
Right.
I'm not saying a pickup.
I'm just saying that the way it's worded,
truck.
My objection is that there's no use that's defined as a minor impact use.
And you can also say residential, a vehicle that would be typically used for residential purposes, but might also be used for... Versus
diesel idling laws, would that apply? That doesn't attain to a personal vehicle in somebody's residence, right?
It's a weight. I forget what the weight
measures.
It's a weight limit.
I get your point, mm-hmm. and I believe that we have
because
to.
We do get complaints about that once in a while.
To be examined.
Neighbor left his diesel running 5 o'clock in the morning until 6.
Right. Well,
that's
essentially what needs to replace.
Yeah, the no impact.
What's the new diesels you get in here?
The no impact one needs to replace.
Yeah. Not a pickup.
308. Yeah.
But who do we enforce?
And then we need to come up with a category.
Again, it's a noise ordinance, and if we come off with the noise ordinance, the state doesn't.
Some type of.
State will not enforce
noise ordinances.
Nope.
You got to have it running. For 72 hours straight before the state's considering it a violation.
And you got to monitor it for 72
I swear
hours.
That it said things like sheds,
every 15 minutes.
It's crazy.
That's an accessory.
Right.
So every time somebody writes a noise ordinance, I'm getting in a hole.
No.
You know.
Yeah, well, maybe we do just pull it out altogether. But it clearly is something that should go back to the Planning Commission.
That was the other thing, too, with the...
needs attention as much as they certainly don't want to.
A regulation that says if it has anything of value, it's not a junk vehicle.
Right, that's really...
It's got to be looked at.
That really changed.
Matt Morris just made somebody get rid of a whole car because it wasn't no plate and not registered.
I went through that in the borough.
I know. I remember the borough going through that.
I went through it when I was police chief down there. They wanted me to.
You can differentiate in standards,
right? But not
yeah, gave
use
me
itself.
Right,
right.
So would you
right.
Do it?
That's what this is and that's a big problem.
Because I wouldn't do it.
It's against the law.
Well, essentially, though, people are doing that in a weird way. Like when you look at the Penn Futures warehouse ordinance, and they're saying, well, it's a tiny, like low big. Impact warehouse because it's smaller tiny than 25,000 yeah. square feet. Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, you're sort of doing that in the back doorway, but.
But that was my objection. Then I read the no impact section and found that it totally was different than what the MPC says. I thought, well, either this was reworded or this is the original section that
it's the original when they first came out with it. That's
trying to yeah.
Yeah, so that needs to be addressed, and, mm-hmm. and I know the sign ordinance, I'm fairly certain, has some issues like that need to be addressed, but that's not a top priority item. So, you know, we've kind of overwhelmed the Planning Commission with to-dos, and so we're trying to, we've got to pace.
And when you think about that, it's like, not you've overwhelmed them with all these things. Is it because maybe the entire ordinance needs to be looked at?
How do you go about that process in
especially
a way that makes sense?
Plan.
But how do you go about that in a way that makes sense and doesn't leave you, you know, by doing it a piece at a time, we're sort of repairing the house, right? You don't flatten the house and then live out in the yard while you're rebuilding. You repair the house.
Put a construction trailer out there and then demolish the house.
Tony, I don't know many people who would prefer to do it that way rather than repairing the house.
I mean, in the past, they've sent that out to a planning company and said, look it over and see, give us your comments on it. You know? That's the best way I actually do it. You'll have somebody looking at the entire thing and saying, this don't match this don't meet this.
And that's the thing. I mean, you just asked me to look at the section,
and then the section afterwards
was like...
I did speak to Nancy, and she's willing to come up for a meeting with us in the planning committee.
Good.
That'd be good.
But she called me and asked me.
We'll talk more about that. There's a few sections in here that caught my eye when I was glancing at them.
Well, you got nothing better to do?
No, I was asked a question. I looked at it, and it's like, well, that doesn't sound right. Let me
come
go
on, Tony, you know me well.
Tony, any need for executive session? Is there a need for executive session?
I don't think so.
Okay. Very good.
I haven't heard anything.
I have a question. Yes. Are you talking about minor impact uses involving property? Is that correct? I'm trying to...
It's a part of the zoning ordinance.
Right.
So what we're talking about is a certain section of our zoning ordinance that we think that the law basically has gotten ahead of where the ordinance is. The ordinance was written before, then a new law was passed, and the ordinance hasn't been updated in this particular section since then. So we've recognized, I think, that that's what the discussion is, that there's a need for that section to be updated so that it's in alignment with the new law.
Correct.
And that it reflects what the intent was. And the process for that is that we give direction to the Planning Commission to add this to their list of things to do. And, you know. And
which ordinance is this, by the way?
It's the zoning ordinance.
It's
section 308.
Okay. Is this kind of a conditional use situation? That, you know, when you say, like, minor impact uses, I mean, is there, like, a conditional use involved with that, or is it just a stipulation?
No, the way the ordinance reads, right now, a minor impact use is a principally permitted use, but it gives a series of qualifications rather than definitions.
Okay.
And that's why we are taking a second look at that. Because that has to change. But oddly, that state law doesn't look at the use either.
No.
It looks at the impact.
Correct.
So you sort of have that as a leading example there. And
if it were defined, I can understand it.
Right. Well, and that was an ongoing debate for the first several years of that process.
Okay.
And some townships adopted registration requirements with fees.
Right, non-conforming certificates.
Well, they didn't have to have necessarily non-conforming certificates. They had an annual registration fee.
Right, a license
that
fee.
They required, right.
Yeah.
Right. Milford Township has always taken the, you know, if we don't need to bother you,
We try not to,
right? That's kind of been the approach that this township has historically taken.
That's a good approach.
But you do have to have things in place for exactly those kinds of things we were talking about. Once the home-based business that started out as one guy working out of his garage became 20 employees and a tractor-trailer delivery on a bi-weekly basis, then, you know, you've exceeded that intent.
No longer a home-based business.
Right. Well, it shouldn't be. Yeah. It's no longer no impact anyway.
Right.
Yeah. Understood. And I want to know if anybody's having issues with borough tax being taken out of their pay. I wonder if folks in the township are paying attention to their W-2s and recognize that Milford Township does not charge local income tax.
I went through that with Northeast Extension, Northeast Parts, a year ago, that they were taking a 1% from Milford Township. And I actually got into it so bad I called the Attorney General's office.
And what did they end up doing?
They canceled it and they reimbursed everybody.
Now, did your HR department have the right code, or did they have a different Milford Township code, or did they have Milford Borough's code?
They had our code.
They had our code?
Yep.
And they were charging because 1%. They had somehow been incorrectly...
Because they it's Milford Borough.
It was a brand new...
Milford Township.
Yeah, it was...
Well, there are four Milford Townships.
Yeah, and only
also.
Two of them have.
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah. Well, that I wasn't aware of. But I was just checking on this for myself today, looking at my W-2 that said Milford. But they have the right code. I have to pay where I work.
Right.
So they take it, and it goes on my W-2 as where I live, but they are remitting it to the right place. As I was told that if they by accident do not do that, you might get some subsequent nasty communications with wage garnishment notices, etc.
That tax collection agency.
Yeah.
Yeah, that tax collection agency will definitely let you know if it hasn't been paid.
But folks, you know, need to recognize that Milford Township does not collect income tax,
right.
And needs to, you know, take care to make sure that they are not. Because I've seen that before. I've also seen it.
We don't have a per capita tax either.
No. I've also seen them charge for a business location where the employee did not work. So my sister actually worked in Dingman Township, and the home office was in Dunmore.
Right.
And they were taking
Dunmore tax out.
They were taking Dunmore tax out, even though she neither lived nor worked in Dunmore.
Yep.
And she had to fight that. And then, as you said, you know, once she did, got the refund.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
It wasn't even the money, it was just the principal, the whole thing.
Yeah. Understood.
And then when they wouldn't. See, a friend of mine works for the Attorney General's office, so I just, it was about 3 days.
It's amazing, sometimes, the bureaucracy.
It was a brand new payroll company that Northeast had hired out of New York State. It was...
Right, if you're not familiar with the
area. They probably didn't understand it to begin with.
And there's an automatic presumption that everybody charges that. No, in fact, they do not.
The biggest problem is when you talk to a computer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest problem.
Yeah, not a live person.
Mm-hmm. I called the owner of the company personally. Then I had my buddy call the owner of the company.
Well, you got to the bottom of it.
It was just the principal. It wasn't a lot of money. Mine was $7.42, but when you take it from 20 employees. My watch quit working.
Seven.
Still got 5 minutes.
Six eight.
Minutes. Eight.
So, the zoning map, the GIS-based zoning map, Bob and I were discussing this at the last meeting. Bob had the new map, which is only different from the previous map in that the signature block no longer has Penny's name on it. And the order of the supervisors is who's got what
needs to be,
seats right now.
Yeah, it's reversed.
Right.
So, you, at that point, you felt that it was to go to advertising, yes?
No, do we need to advertise or just send it to the county?
Send it to the county. We should.
We would send it to the county before you advertise.
Right.
Okay.
Send it to the county first. And did they actually print that map?
Yep.
So we need to send the changes to them also with that. With the name change and position change.
Okay.
Yeah, because on the old map, that was the one that had that mess up with Hickory Hills.
Right.
But you brought all the documentation to them.
Yeah.
And
right.
They retained a copy of all of that.
Me and Kevin brought it all up to them and showed them where it was wrong. Because it actually had the tax ID numbers for the properties that were changed.
Okay, so they have that information.
Yes, they do.
And they did correct the map, but we need now to change it.
They corrected the map, and then they sent, it's like five maps, because they sent it back re-correcting
it. Well, that's what I'm saying. Why don't we send this to them and just indicate what the necessary changes that we have to make are?
No, it has already been done.
Oh, good, okay.
Bob had that done with John, right?
Right.
You
so
did that
John,
with John?
No,
I actually did it with the county.
Okay.
Oh, it was done in the planning office.
So Mike did that, okay.
Not Mike, it was Jess, but...
Okay, but as long as Jessica's done that, and just...
And she's corrected it on their site.
Have it sent to them for their review, and then we'll advertise it. Because I don't want to have it advertised and then have them come back and say, oh, wait a minute, this section over here shouldn't be that, it should be this.
That map is exactly the way it is today.
Which they did the last two times.
I know. But that map is now also going to go to them in the updated comprehensive plan when it comes back with the map
correct.
Swap.
Right. And that's been
have
swapped out.
Have you been in contact? Has that we did we confirm that the latest map was
the planning board? Everybody agreed. That's exactly the way it
is. No, but did you
no,
let
no.
did
to
you
Jason,
let Jason
did Jason issue the new version?
Because he has to change it in. On page 47.
Right, or 52 or whatever.
Right, I didn't contact them yet. I wanted to see where we were at tonight.
Yeah, let's authorize that.
Because those should be consistent.
Right.
Okay.
Good.
Actually, I sent them the map that's in there, and I didn't realize the corrections weren't on that one.
Oh, okay.
Jason.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that was my fault. I have so many copies of the map. And it's hard when I don't have a big copy to look at.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you look at that 8.5 by 11 one, it's like,
yeah, no.
What am I looking at?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Your clock says 7.
Still got 2 minutes.
Not much this
There we go.
Okay, so the memorandum that you sent down.
You can table if you want.
Sean sent back some comments. So are you and Sean going to discuss that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can table that.
Okay.
Because I suspect that we'll just leave it the way it is in case the ordinance has special exceptions or in case something proposes a special exception. We'll just look it out. I think his objection was about special exceptions, right?
Yeah.
No, there was more than just that.
But
because he's saying that the ordinance covers about half of what's in there. Yeah. And so he doesn't think we should have, like, this additional language in here to duplicate what's already in there.
I thought special exception was something that wasn't a conditional use.
No, they're pretty much the same. But
A special exception is a use that's not provided for.
Use that's not provided for in place of a condition.
But our ordinance acknowledges uses that are not provided for as to be.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed.
That's true.